Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Oakland Raiders and the Coliseum Authority have resolved a snag in negotiations to keep the team in the East Bay for the 2019 season. Phil, is this actually a done deal?
It's been a roller coaster, on again, off again, on again, off again, and now on again deal. You know, it began when Oakland decided to sue the NFL and the Raiders over the team's move to Las Vegas. Mark Davis said, "I'm not playing in a town that's suing me," and promptly walked away from the lease agreement that would have kept them playing at the Coliseum for one or maybe even 2 years as their new stadium is being built in Las Vegas. He looked to play in Santa Clara at Levi's Stadium. He looked to at San Francisco to play at Giants Stadium. But in the end, they got a deal cut to stay at Oakland. But even in the final stages, Patty, I got to tell you, an issue came up. In this case, it was the Alameda headquarters and practice facility that the Raiders have. Taxpayers in the East Bay paid for it, but it's under their control. And there were a question about who would pay for what in the closing year. And hopefully that was resolved, and now it goes for the board for approval.
Any clear winner or loser in this one?
You know, clear is how you define
it. Ain't it?
I mean, come on. I mean, the losers are the people of Oakland because they're losing the team. The losers are the taxpayers of the East Bay over the last 15, 20 years as they've been paying off the near $200 million deal it took to bring the Raiders back, and they're still stuck with about $70 million in outstanding loans. The winners, on if the team plays in Oakland for another couple of years, are the people that work the games, people that work the parking lot, the people that sell the hot dogs, the groundskeepers. They get to hold on to their jobs for another year or two. The winners are also the fans. They won't have to be driving to either Santa Clara, which wasn't going to look like it was going to happen, or San Francisco, which really looked like it wasn't going to happen for a while there at the end, or maybe down to San Diego or just wherever else the Raiders might found. So everybody found a place to play, and the Raiders this time actually have to pay. It's almost a doubling of the rent they'd been paying before, but that's the way that the Oakland Alameda Coliseum said they wanted it. They wanted to start making money off the team as opposed to losing money every year.
This was a story that went on and on, right? You know, their search for a temporary new.
You know, for example, they were talking with San Francisco. Next thing you know, I got one of the supervisors from Oakland calling the supervisors in San Francisco saying, "Put a nix on the deal." So the San Francisco people put a nix on the deal. Then it went back saying, "We've got a tentative deal." "No, we don't have a tentative deal." "No, we're looking elsewhere." "No, we're coming back." Yeah, Patty, it's gone. It's a typical Raider game. It doesn't end until a little bit over overtime.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.